want you to turn with me to the book of Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 31, Mother's Day's message, praise God. Proverbs chapter 31, glory to God. Glory to God. Forgive me if I don't go the way you're accustomed to in terms of the ministry of the word on today. But I believe that the Lord has what we need here. Amen. Proverbs chapter 31. And that commonly used verse is verse 10. Praise God. Hallelujah. Are you there? Well, the word of the Lord says, who can find a what? A virtuous woman, for her price is far above rubies. In search of a virtuous woman. In search. What's the subject now? In search of a virtuous woman. Let's pray. Father, we thank you and we bless you for the privilege you've given to us to come together around the word of the Lord. And I pray, oh God, that your people will leave here encouraged and strengthened and even with a better perspective on what you provide through the word of God. For we pray in Jesus' name, and everybody said amen. The word of the Lord that's in this 31st chapter is, in my opinion, misdirected traditionally. My years personally of reflecting on growing up in the Church of God in Christ really has given me an exposure to what I would consider to be a rich heritage. Some of the teaching may or may not have been sound. Some of it may not have been good. But the awareness that the teaching provided for me is irreplaceable. There's a major subject that I just heard over and over again. I heard long and hard teaching about women, for women, on women, to women. Glory to God. I think somebody heard it too. While the teaching in so many ways carried much wealth, and it seemed to have been, excuse me, a little unfair, I would like to just propose to you, to whom much is given, much is still required. The challenge is that this passage, though used for women, about women, on women, was really never a passage, a word to women. This chapter is really not a chapter to women, though it is about women. If you look at this passage, starting with the first verse, you'll see that's really not It's really more of a Father's Day message than it is a Mother's Day message. That first verse, let's look there a little bit. Just do a little word study this morning. The word says, and the words of King Lemuel, the prophecy that his mother taught him. What, my son? And what, the son of my womb? And what, the son of my vows? Give not thy strength unto women, nor thy ways to that which destroyeth kings. For it is not for kings, O Lemuel. It is not for kings. It is not for kings to drink wine, nor for princes strong drinks. And just in case you're wondering how that applies to us today, certainly in the body of Christ, we should consider ourselves kings and priests unto God, so we know that it's not for us. Say with me, not for us. But she does give to him some understanding of what they are for. She says, lest they drink and do what? Forget the law and pervert the judgment of any of the afflicted. Give strong drink unto him that is ready to perish, and wine to those who be of heavy hearts. And let him drink and forget, not lose, but forget his poverty, and remember his misery no more. In other words, let him just get drunk and out of his head. Cause he's ready to perish. But you know that doesn't apply to you if you are ready for victory. And you're ready for God to work things out. Amen, somebody. Touch somebody near you and tell them, no giving up now. She goes on to tell her son, open thy mouth for the dumb in the cause of all such as are appointed to destruction. Open thy mouth, judge righteously, and plead for the cause of the poor and needy. That's the first part of her discourse. And it's amazing to me that the scripture refers to her words as prophecy. I mentioned to you, I believe it might have even been last week, that prophecy is not just foretelling the future. It is making plain and clear the purpose of God relevant to us for our time, for our season. This woman wanted her son to understand what he needed to have in his life. So she goes on to tell him, after telling him what to avoid, then she goes on to tell him, I want you to be clear about what's before you. Now, just in case, you know, you're wondering, well, you know, so she's trying to tell him how to find a good wife. But you must kind of back up and see the times. He was not going to go looking for a wife. That was not his role. The man's role in a family was to have someone go and find and search out a woman to be given to a young man in marriage. Stay with me. We're going somewhere. So she wanted him to understand that if you're really looking for the best, not going to come real easy. Hard to find. Who can find? Hard to find. Difficult to find. Challenging to find a virtuous woman. Capable. Intelligent. Who can find a virtuous woman? I want you to understand, she was letting him know there may be a lot of women around you, but it's going to take some effort to find a virtuous woman. Now, the reason why this is so challenging is she wanted him to understand that the virtuous woman is not a woman that you can just go and pull out a little checklist and say, all right, do you meet this requirement? Oh, yeah. Meet that requirement. Oh, yeah. Meet that requirement. Yeah. Said, no. This woman is going to be somebody that we're going to have to make a good judgment call. Because we won't know whether she is actually virtuous until after the fact. Because everything she's about to tell him about a virtuous woman, you won't find her like that at the house. You'll find her like that after you brought her to the house. And there's a few days, months, years. And then he goes on to say, now, this woman is not like all the other women. And you got to understand, this is no put down. Actually, this is pretty good. Might help in this generation, but the woman was sought out, and if she could be found, there was a price that had to be paid for her. No, just I'm in love. None of that. The question was asked, can y'all afford her? Her price is far above rubies. Said, you know, we're going looking for a virtuous woman, but we're going to really have to pay dearly for her. And just a little bit of perspective on, especially Jewish traditions, very different from our traditions. If that woman was found, the parents of that, the family could say, we want X number of dollars or, you know, rubies or whatever the price they would put on her, and they would draw up a contract. I would have somebody help me to say a contract. They would draw up a contract for this woman, and there would be terms of this contract. The man literally would have to agree to, I'm going to do this for her. I'm going to provide that for her. I'm going to do the other for her. And I'm contractually bound to do it. And then the family now has a large sum of money that they are paid for her. And you may wonder, you know, why she got paid like that. No, well, see, it's part of it. You know, she stayed at the house working on pretty stuff, beautiful stuff, learning how to do all the thing that she could have potential to do and didn't work out in the field with the guys and do all the other kind of stuff that men did. So she earned and brought in no income. So when she was not sold, but when the price was paid to have her, the family got recovery from the years that she was not a contributor, but just an investment. Just stay with me. It's going to be all right. And so this woman, I'm talking about Bible times. You know we don't do that now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But oh, if we did. The woman was found, family price was paid, the arrangements were made, and the contract was drawn up. How the property would be disposed of if he decided he didn't want her anymore and wanted to send her on back home. The family already had, they call it now prenuptial agreement. They actually had that as a matter of course. It's different now. But he says it's hard to find because this woman, you're looking more at her potential than you are actually looking at her history. While studying this chapter, there are four things that are usually omitted, and we're going to dig into a few of these. I've already mentioned the first one, and that this chapter was not intended to instruct women, though it is a good chapter for women, but it is really best for men. Secondly, the word virtuous was intended to reveal more about the quality that is in a woman than the sin that was not in her life. Thirdly, this term virtuous woman is really best referred to as actually one that has operated in the role of a wife. And fourthly, a woman of virtue has no reference to physical beauty. But it really has reference to the manifestation of great character. A woman of virtue is not about deserving and being worthy of God. This is really more about a woman who's walking in her own potential as a woman. Let's look at a few truths. First of all, the 11th verse says, the heart of a husband doth safely trust in her so that she has no need of spoil. Her husband relies confidently in her, believes in her with his heart. Amen. And so there's no lack of honest gain, and there is no need of dishonest spoil. Virtuous woman. This woman is a woman that he says, hard to find, difficult to find. We don't even know how to search for her, but we know if we find someone with that kind of potential, her price is going to be far above rubies. Look at the character of this woman. He says she will do him good, not evil, all the days of her life. Look at the next verse. She works willingly with her hands. This is not about pretty woman. This is about a woman. I mean, this is not saying that she's not beautiful, but it is saying there's more to a great woman than just physical beauty. A great woman is a woman who really knows how to do more with her hands than get a manicure. Works with her hands. Amen, somebody. We're just talking about this virtuous woman. It's good. It's all right. The next verse shows that she is resourceful and industrious. She doesn't just have to have her hand held. She don't know what to do. She's helpless. No, a virtuous woman, he's saying, I'll put it in today's vernacular. And the man may not be there to change the tire, but I can read. I can read diagrams. And if I can't call AAA, I'll get something done. I'm just trying to say she's not a helpless woman. I want to tell you, women, don't let your life go down the street where you feel and operate like you just so helpless. You can't do anything. Johnny will probably come lately. So you need something done. Build your life. Increase your strength. Walk in what you have the grace to walk in. Be resourceful. Don't just drive down the street. Learn what's on the streets. Don't just be busy on the phone and running in every pothole and say they need to fix this street. You've got the steering wheel at least miss some of them. You know, one of the powers of a woman is a virtuous woman will find a way. She'll find a way. You know, there have always been women over the years who could not drive, but they went everywhere they needed to go. I think of one great woman. She said, I have bought I don't know how many cars, but she doesn't drive. She's in her 70s now. Never driven. But she's resourceful. Some kind of way she was able to get to work on time for 30 plus years and retire. Never ever driving to work. How would you just look at somebody and tell them, find a way. Stop being filled with complexities and throwing up your hands. Be a woman of power, a virtuous woman. Be a woman of strength, resourceful and industrious. A can-do woman. Glory to God. A what? A can-do woman. Another one of these verses, you see that this woman is full of light. She is full of light during the night of trouble and of sorrows and fears and doubt. There's got to be a way to conquer things and be victorious. I was listening the other day to someone talking about just strength under pressure. They was riding along in the car. Husband was in the driver's seat. Mother was in the passenger seat. Wife was in the back seat. Driving down the road about 70 so miles an hour. And mom woke up and thought it was time to get out of the car and just pull the latch. Wife in the back seat. Hysterical. Just screaming. Husband in the front seat held the wheel with the left hand, grabbed mama's right hand and pulled it and said, no, mama, you can't do that. Kept calm enough to slow the car down and pull over to the side so they could get out and secure the door again. Wife asked the question, how in the world could you be so calm? Well, husband told me, I was shaking after it was over. But when the time came, I had to stay calm. I'm trying to tell you, you might be in the driver's seat. And you may be the one that have to respond calmly. Don't turn the car over because it's a frightening thing. Hold it together. Hold it together. Because this next time, it may not be, it may not be mom for you. It might be a little child. But you got to hold it together. Don't panic. Panic tomorrow. Hold it together today. Get through the storm and make it work. It's in you. Are you hearing me today? It's where? It's in you. She's full of light. Another verse. She's a giving person. What kind of person? A giving person. She's not gullible, but she's giving. She doesn't have to take responsibility for everybody's stuff. But generosity is a part of her life. I think of the homegoing service that I attended yesterday for Sister Nixon. Almost everybody that got up said something about her giving. Now, the giving they were talking about mainly was, you know, they say, you know, the way to a man's heart is through the stomach. Well, she did a lot of stomach work. People were talking about, they were talking about her jelly cakes, her pound cakes, her caramel cakes, her pound cakes, her potato pies, and her, and that she fed every, if you came over to the house, oh, come on in here, we got something for you. Had, I think said 12 children, and one got up and said, oh no, she had two more. It add me to the, else to the list, it was 14 in the same house, and some kind of way they made it. Some kind of way they made it. 14, some kind of way they made it. And it's just two. And you can't make it. It's just one. And you're just about to pull your hair out. Enough of that. Enough of that. Because this passage is not so much about what you have done as it is about your potential. I want every woman in here to say, I have great potential. That was real weak. That was real weak. I want every woman in here to say, I have great potential. And you do. You do. You have it. Not gonna get it. You have it. Now work it. Work it. Glory to God. Work it. Face whatever you have to face and work it. Amen. With the single moms and single parents that exist in our world today, this is not the day to fall apart. So many male men, boys, the great influence in their lives is the matriarch. I'm not by any means saying that we should settle for that, but I'm here to say, don't let them learn weakness from you. Let them learn strength this passage was not that the woman taught her daughter about men, but she taught her son about what a great woman looks like. You got a little boy. You got a grandson. Teach him strength. Teach him competence. Amen, church. Teach him to not back up and back down just because he's intimidated. Teach him when he backs up because he has strength to make a choice, not because he's in fear or intimidated. Teach him that you back down, you back up because you got another direction you're trying to go. You know, the power of a person's life is not to always keep your gear set to drive. There are times when you need to shift to reverse. You need to shift to reverse. It's not about controlling me. I know where I'm going. And I understand that if I'm going to reach where I'm trying to go, I've got to go to reverse before I can move to drive. Teach him principles of life. Learn that with him. Learn that with him. I didn't miss my words. Learn that with him. Amen. Giving person. She says, this woman is clothed with strength and honor. Strength and honor. Strength and honor. While you're going to the mall to get, you know, your best garment, don't forget your strength and honor. Be clothed with it. Clothed with what? Strength and honor. She speaks wisdom and is controlled by kindness. No more into this stuff of getting back at somebody. When you start looking on Facebook and you see some of the stuff people are saying, getting back at somebody that did something to them, well, this passage ain't talking about them, excuse me. This passage is talking about someone that is in control. Is in what? In control. Her husband praises her and boasts of her. Well, this, you don't find this out until after the fact. Here's something that is powerful in here. Out of all these things, the scripture says she fears the Lord. There is no greatness in a woman that excels fearing the Lord. It's a little different now, but you know, there really was a time when guys, men would play around, run the streets, act foolishly, deal with foolish women. Then when they get to a place where they say, you know, I need to settle down, and they go down to the church. Go down to the church, find one of them good, as they call them, good church girls. because they the mindset was, I play with them, but I marry, somebody that fears the Lord. She has strength of character, and she's steadfast in goodness. A virtuous woman is strong, able. She's like an army. She's like a great force. She's mighty. She's powerful. An army is not a group that is out of control. It is, in fact, very controlled. Something happens with your child at school. Don't go down there. Throw your purse on the floor. All that money you paid for it. Put your hands on your hip. Start shaking your head. Go there with stability. Tell me what happened. Develop your listening skills. You already got your talking skills. Develop your listening skills. Make sure you hear it all. What happened here? Ask the questions. Get it straight. Glory to God. Be like an army. Be like a group of warriors. When you walk out the door, I said, all right, I'll be back in touch with you all. Come on, Johnny. Be prepared to reduce it to writing if you need to. Not text message kind of writing either. Because you don't spell you with just the letter you. That's the power of a woman that is acting like a great force. Be mighty. Be powerful. Be rich. Say, wait a minute. So you're talking about multimillionaire? No, I'm not. I'm talking about being so resourceful that you're not running out and you always have much more than enough. I grew up around some virtuous women. Their children would drive up in the latest car, asking mama, who didn't have a car, can you help me? My car note's behind. She'd fuss a little bit, go in the room, go to the bank. No, you got it. Resourceful. You know how she got like that? She learned to control her appetite for things. She learned how to not be so whatever. She had to get all of these things and have all of this stuff in the closet. No, she didn't even, in fact, sometimes they didn't even have a real closet anywhere. There was a hook on the back of the door, a nail actually, on the back of the door, in the front of the door. That was it. But the stuff was clean. Things were together. I am of the opinion that this generation needs a serious wake-up call. Because we have much more to live on and seemingly still nothing to show for it. It's time to fix this. It's time to fix this. It's time to put legs in our accounts. Y'all understand what I mean by legs in your account? Something that you can stand on. No more of this stuff, you know. If I can just wait till the next paycheck. Stay at it until the paycheck's already there before the next paycheck comes. Did y'all get anything? Stay at it until the next paycheck. The paycheck is already there before the next one comes. Actually, it's a wise thing to be like that. I'm always one paycheck ahead. What's in the account? Everything they're going to put in it the next time is already there. Never drops below that. All right. Y'all want some verses of scripture and all of that? It's time to live. And it's time to thrive in life. I can't seem to get ahead. Stay at it until you get ahead. Stay with it until you get ahead. Amen. Thank you, Lord. She's a woman of valor, a woman of war. She's worthy. She's wealthy. She's noble. She's a wise woman. Let me give you these scriptures and we're going to pray. Proverbs 14 and 11 says, every wise woman buildeth her house. Does what? Buildeth her house. If you're wondering, should I do it or should I not do it? The question is, will this build or will this tear down? Just that simple. Will this build or will this tear down? If you can't build before there's a husband, you're not going to be any better at it after there's a husband. Oh, my word. Because wise is in your character. Wise woman builds her house. I know that even men looking, ooh, like that shape. Come on, dude. What's that? Whatever shape there is, it may be there today, but it may not be there tomorrow. It may not be there next year. May not be there three children later. It's time to focus attention on what really matters. What really matters? I didn't really intend to dance you all today, but I did intend to push you to reach for the greatness that's in your life. Glory to God. Reach for that. Push for that. You are better than that. Build your house. That's a wise woman. A foolish woman plucks it down with her hand. It's not someone cross yonder. It's not, you know, sometimes we're quick to throw in, you know, that racial thing. When the word says she is what she does with her hand, you know, one of the things it's trying to remind us of, it is related to your own effort. It's your action. Say that with me, my action. It's time to stop pressing and pushing and trying to excuse ourselves based on the action of others. We're in the time where, number one, there's got to be some personal responsibility. You know where you've been, but you do not know where you're going. You know where you have been, but you do not know where your life is going to end up. Build some things around yourself. Not in the sense that you're saying, you know, I don't need nobody. I don't need, you know, that all of that is just trying to psych yourself out. It's not about need. I don't need no man. I don't have to have no man. All of that kind of foolishness, because it is foolishness. The need is just for the right person. Amen, somebody. The need is for the right person, the compatible person, someone with the head on straight. No, he may not be looking like the best guy, you know, the one that, you know, all the girls seem to be running after and all the women seem to be trying to get the number and, you know, on and on and on like that. May not be the best that. Start looking at the fact, does he go to work? Does he go to work? Do you have a J-O-B? Start there. Start there. Look for quality. Look for real wealth. Amen. Not just somebody, every time you look around, you know, I don't know. Build your life. Build quality in yourself. And learn to identify quality. Amen. Because not every person can be a real plus to your life. Some people can add, and some people can subtract. Raise your standard. Don't tear down your own place. You're tearing down your own house when you go shopping and there are bills that you made that are unpaid. It ain't heavy today. It's just as normal. Glory to God. Put your priorities in order. You've gone to school. You got income. You got resources. Use them. And then if you are of age and your children are grown, let them be. Let them be grown. They may not be on their own, but, you know, be working in that direction. Let them be. Stop always trying to catch them. Because when you teach a young man that he's going to always be caught, he's going to be always jumping off stuff. Close my stuff so I can pray for y'all. See, you don't realize that sometimes that's just tearing your house down. You're tearing it down. You know, and I, you know, I... You're tearing it down when you just, you're not going to be able to carry them when they 12, 15 years old. Once they can start walking, where they can walk, let them walk. I said, why? Because I'm building something here. I don't have to hold you. That seat is where you can sit. You get to sit there. Sit down. Build. And let your life reach its full potential. Every virtuous woman is priceless. Price is far above rubies. So look at yourself, woman of God. Even if he doesn't have to pay to marry me, I'm worth something. Oh, my. Let's pray. Let's pray. The next generation cannot fall apart. The next generation has got to move to its potential. You are part of that. You are what? A part of that. Father, with everything in me, I've just endeavored to try to help on this Mother's Day, the women in particular, to see beyond the things going on in their lives that's troubling them. The adversities. God, I want you to just help them to understand that they are made for war. They may not be doing war like the soldiers out in Iraq, but God, they are made for battle. They're able to deal with hard things. Oh, yes, Lord. There are some little ones. There are some family members. There are some grandmothers. There are some others that are within their reach that's dependent upon them to actually be all that they can be. Lord, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus that 2018 will start a revolution. A revolution of quality. Yes, Lord. That we be delivered from all of this stuff that has no value. Running back and forth to the mall and spending every dime on things that we already have. God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus for mighty deliverance. Mighty deliverance. Mighty deliverance. Deliverance from being in a bind all the time. Hallelujah. Grant these your daughters grace. And Father, help us as sons to really take the words of wise mothers to know what to do, how to go out, how to come in, how to be effective in the name of the Lord Jesus. And Father, I pray right now that you'll grant us grace to just be all that you would have us to be in Jesus' name. And we thank you and we bless you. And we praise you. It shall be better for us. It shall be well with us. Oh, you ought to open your mouth and just declare it. It shall be better. It shall be well. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Every mother that's worried about her daughter. Lord, help mothers to pour strength. To build wealth. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. There may be some things that they don't like about the past, but we can't unravel and undo the past, but we can build for the future. Put hope in us. 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 In the name of the Lord Jesus. And we thank you, and we bless you, and we praise you, and we glorify you. Because the best is yet to come. Better is on its way. Hallelujah. Our expectations are high. Our potential is high. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed in us. In Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Can you give the Lord a hand of praise, everybody?